Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines,
and the Coast Guard.
Thank you for your service.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
A day to honor all military service members.
Honor military servicemen and women.
Service and sacrifice.
You risk their lives for their country.
Thank you for your service.
So let's say
a big thank you
to all the veterans.
Happy Veterans Day.
Showtime.
Yes, happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.
Thank a vet.
Absolutely. We got to treat our vets better here in America, man. I'm just saying. So. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There's a bunch of Veterans Day discounts all around. Some of the best ones reported here by the New York Post. 25% off at Wrangler, 40% off at Reebok, up to 40% off at HP, and a bunch of others. I mean, there's a whole article here in the New York Post. Adidas, Bass Pro Shops, Champion, let's see here, Hanes. I mean, I'm just going down the list here. Lowe's. Nike, nice. North Face, Reebok, Timberland, Verizon, you know, tons of places doing.
That's great. And know, locally, stuff. I saw Meineke and Jiffy Lube offering free oil changes.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Very nice. Very nice. So, again, thank a vet. Thank you for your service. Thanks to the families of vets, too. You know, they deserve a lot of credit as well. Hey, before we get into Jessica's Celebrity Buzz, we got to tell you about our big toy drive we got going on. You know, this holiday season, once again, we've teamed up with the Governor's Challenge for our toy drive, helping out local kids right here on Delmarva, specifically in Wicomico County. And Jess, you got all the details.
Yeah, so now through December the 5th, you can donate a new unwrapped toy for ages 3 to 12 years old. For boys and girls, basketball, sports related is encouraged, but of course, all toys are welcome. And here are your drop-off locations. The Wicomico Civic Center in Salisbury, right here at Power 101.7, the Voice Radio Network, our studios here in Georgetown, the local management board, the Wicomico Partnership at 110 North Division Street, the Salisbury Fire Department Station 16, and also Pohanka Hyundai.
Yes.
All toys collected will be given out to local kids in need on December the 10th. And then if you need any more information about the Governor's Challenge and for tickets, just check out their website, govchallenge.org.
And the way we're going to give away these toys is we're going to load up the back of the Power Street Machine.
Yep.
We're also going to load up the back of Cedric from Pohanka, his big pickup truck, which is wrapped as the Governor's Challenge. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go deliver them. So, and I believe the Salisbury Fire Department is going to be involved. Santa's going to be with us. You know, yes. So it's going to be a big to do. It's going to be a great event. So definitely looking forward to helping out tons of kids and families right here on Delmarva. All right, 641. Let's do this.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, Jessica, Celebrity Buzz. Jess, what you got today?
All right, so President Trump pardoned Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, I heard this.
And several others involved in efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. The White House press secretary said that he pardoned great Americans who were put through hell by the Biden administration for challenging an election.
America's mayor.
All right. So there you go. That's that. A surge of Arctic air is sweeping across most of the U.S. It's cold. It's bringing snow and record-breaking temps here in the region. The eastern two-thirds of the country will feel a nice chill and freezing temperatures spreading from Texas all the way to the Carolinas. Even parts of Florida could see wind chills in the 30s.
Let me tell you something. It's cold outside.
Crazy.
Freezing.
Forecasters are expecting 4 to 8 inches of snow in the Great Lakes and also other regions as well.
Mm.
8 inches.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so.
Are you ready for all that?
No. Look, you think I'm ready?
Right.
I was leaving the house this morning and Chadwick said, it is cold. It's going to be in the 30s. You're still wearing your flip-flops? I was like, that's all I have.
You've got a problem.
He's like, you're sick.
Well.
I said, well, I have these black and white ones with polka dots or I have black and white with stripes. Which one should I wear today?
You know, there's something called having like a sickness. Jessica has a sickness.
And I have 2 pairs of black high heels.
Yeah, please don't wear those.
And I have 1 black dress, and so they call that my real estate uniform.
And
anything I do, real estate showings, open house, closing, I wear the same outfit. It's a black dress, black heels.
It's just the 1 dress.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's my real estate uniform.
Your real estate uniform. Yeah.
Everything. That's it. I have two black high heels and two pair of flip flops. That's literally it.
That is like classic Jessica.
I know. That's it. I have my uniform. So it's just a funny thing that they do to me at the house when they go back and forth. They're like, oh, mom has her uniform on.
Oh, it's not just a funny thing. Oh, I believe me. I know. Oh, I worked with you long enough.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And then Taylor Swift, the fate of Ophelia continues to rule the Billboard Hot 100.
Yes.
It's topping the charts for the fifth consecutive week. Also, Sydney Sweeney is making the headlines as well. This girl is something. She has some good genes, don't she? She really does. Well, she has this boxing biopic, Christy. It's only getting okay reviews. It has a 66% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and many reviews are saying that this is not a good show. It's less than stellar. It gave her high remarks, though, just for her specific performance, but the movie bombed over the weekend, and it bombed very, very hard. It opened in more than 2,000 theaters and only made $1.3 million. But Sydney says she's not discouraged. She isn't discouraged. In a new Instagram post, she says that she is deeply proud of the movie, and she thinks that it helped, quote, raise awareness to so many who are affected by domestic violence. She says, we don't always just make art for numbers. We make it for impact. Christy has been the most impactful project of my life. And she says, thank you, Christy. I love you. So Sydney Sweeney is speaking out about, you know, all the reviews and Rotten Tomatoes and all that good stuff. And Beyonce and Tina Knowles, they all attended Kris Jenner's 70th birthday parties.
Her what?
70th.
70th?
Kris Jenner. So
there's no way.
Yeah, huh?
What?
So look at the pictures.
Kris Jenner is 70?
She's 70. So here's the deal. They said that this was one of the best birthday parties that I've ever been to. Kris Jenner came out a couple days ago, and she was speaking about her life, her birthday coming up, everything that she has accomplished. She talked about her kids and her grandkids and everything that is bringing her pride and joy. She says right now, turning 70, this is like a new stage in her life. She did get some work done. She admitted to it, and she looks amazing.
Kris Jenner is 70.
She said 20 years ago she went to a doctor and she had some things tucked and Botox and things like that. It took her another 20 years to get work done. She waited until she turned 70. And this woman is so beautiful.
That's insane.
I just can't even believe it.
I just can't believe she's 70.
But they celebrated her birthday. They said that this was one of the best parties that they've ever been to. It's a milestone birthday party. It had a James Bond theme. And yeah, she turned 70 on November the 5th. The pictures are trending online. Tons of celebrities were there. Beautiful dresses. Her hair was pulled up. She had on beautiful jewelry, the gloves, a red dress. She was just stunning. Beyonce, like I said, was there with her mom. And yeah, you just have to check it out. But she looks great.
Wow.
70 years old.
Crazy.